Hey there, it's Tyler. This is just an episode preview. The full episode is available only on the Wake Me Up Premium feed. If premium isn't for you, that's okay. Just scroll through the catalog and find something more recent to enjoy. There's tons of episodes, and there's something for everyone. But if you want to listen to this episode and get access to the entire Wake Me Up catalog free of ads, plus bonus episodes, you can sign up using the link in the show notes or directly in Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wake Me Up, the podcast where morning people are made. And as usual, I'm Tyler, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me here this morning. Today, as we wake up and get started with another great day, we're going to focus on taking action. We do a lot of thinking, visualizing, and preparing for a good life on this show. And that's all really great and helpful. But a lifetime of planning and visualizing won't get you anywhere if it isn't followed by action. And one thing that I've found personally helpful in creating a bias towards taking action is caring a lot less about the results of my action and just focusing on the action itself. So today, I'm going to encourage you to do just that. Now, let's get started. Begin by opening your eyes if you haven't already, and just let the morning light flood in. This is one of the easiest ways to trigger your body to start waking up. Take a deep breath in and slowly let it fall back out. Don't use any force. You can take a big stretch in bed, anything that feels good for you. I personally like to reach for all four corners of my bed, and typically that results in me letting out a big yawn too. You can keep stretching if you'd like, and keep taking deep breaths, while we take the next minute or two just to give the mind and body a little more time to warm up to the day. If you're like me, you have all of these wonderful ideas for life. All of the cool things you want to do, all of the places you want to see, and the goals you want to accomplish. And all of that is great. The issue is taking that confidence and excitement we have in our daydreams and applying it to real life. When we start making these dreams real, we're confronted with something immediately that's an all too common inhibitor of more action. And that's reality. As soon as you put yourself out there, you open yourself up to criticism. And we know that. We're smart folks. So our inclination is to make everything perfect. That way, we can't be criticized. But that doesn't resolve the problem. It actually makes it worse, because we're not perfect. But there is a flaw in our logic. Nobody's perfect. The people you idolize aren't perfect. And all of the most memorable people from history weren't perfect either. Yet, we idolize them just the same. And you'd better believe that in their time, they had critics. Because anything worthy of attention will attract criticism. So today, we're going to focus on caring less about criticism and just doing more. Because the more you do, the more you'll learn. And the more you learn, the more you can take that criticism and make yourself better with it. So let's go ahead and get this great day started. Take a deep breath in and as you exhale, roll over in bed. Swing your feet all the way around and put them on the ground. And then press your way all the way up to standing.